Yeah, I'm going to need some therapy after, like some physical therapy. So there you go, big fatty. Yeah, I don't ever want to find out, though. Oh, God, it'd be terrifying. So, Josh, yeah, if you guys don't know who Big Fatty is, go to Big Fatty Online. He does a podcast. He's hysterical. He does a podcast every fucking day. Like, more power to him. I'm trying, but I mean, oh, my God. He's hilarious and he's adorable. He's not even fat anymore. He's the skinny. He's skinny fatty. I don't think Big had anything to do with his size. I think it had something to do with his penis.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yeah, I'm gonna need some therapy after. Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3714 of the BFO for right. The 29th of April, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and maybe we'll get a few voice letters. Big Fatty. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B for the singing of the Bulgarian National Anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West. And we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Grand Slammers Big Fatty! Hi, everyone. I hope your fall right day is going well. Y'all, your Grand Slammers today, because, y'all, I received a phone call from that Steve the Tater on Thursday morning saying, hey, Big Fatty, I think I may have a solution for how you can watch the Hatlanta Braves. And, y'all, I'm going to give it a try on Thursday night. Big Fatty!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See, y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, not three, but four celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first is Tamari Satney. Y'all, I met this person at the compound many years ago when I went up to visit that Daniel Biba and Joe. Y'all, he is the better half of the Danbury, the former Danbury couple. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And I'm sure Brian would agree with that. Y'all, I am talking about cook, chef, and baker extraordinaire. Y'all, I'm talking about the Flopfo. Big Fatty, we love the Flopfo. Oh, Big Fatty, you think he can cook this chicken? I don't know, maybe. And y'all, on Sunday, we have three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all, he's been a long-time listener to the little show. Y'all just announced when he de-lurked last week that he's moving moving in with Nessa. Big Fatty, does Nessa know? Well, I think he's moving to somewhere in the AZ. Oh yes, Big Fatty, somewhere in the AZ. Y'all, I am talking about none other than his vulgarness himself. Y'all, I'm talking about that in Denver. Oh, Big Fatty, we love in Denver. Where does he live? He's moving to the AZ. I don't know. And y'all, then our next celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all met this person many times at the Pride 48 out there in Las Wages and down there in Nolens. Y'all just one of the nicest people that you'd ever want to meet. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Tom V. Big Fatty, we love Tom V. It's true. And y'all, then our final celebration of exiting the birth canal this weekend. Y'all, you heard her at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, she's quite the presence. Y'all met her first in the Lost Wages, and y'all, she has her own little show. I'm talking about the one and only Donna Sugars, Big Fatty. So y'all, if you see the flop foe, Tom V. Guy in Denver or Donna Sugars, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
The happiness. Anyway, y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all just had a quiet evening. Y'all, I spoke to my brother. You know, I've told you that I've been updating my last will and testimony. And so I wanted to just let my brothers know what was going on and all. And the one that was supposed to be coming over this weekend, he never answers his phone. So he had to call me back on the Face Space. And so we chitter-chatted for a little bit and told him about cutting the cable and everything. But anyway, he was it was a nice little chat. And y'all... had some supper, had some Brussels sprouts. Yes, Big Fatty, we paid the price all night long. It's true. And y'all watch the news and the Jeopardy. And y'all, I ended up, I couldn't watch the ball game, but y'all, I found it on the radio, on the transistor radio on the island. And so, y'all, I listened to a little bit of it, and, y'all, Theater of the Mind. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Young Nicholas. Young Nicholas stopped by. Y'all, I hadn't seen him since last Friday. And, y'all, we just kind of caught up a little bit. Big Fatty, was there ballet practice? No, there was no rehearsal. But it wasn't not necessary. We just had a good visit. Showed him my new trees out back. Y'all, did I tell? Yeah, I told you I had a FaceTime with Granny. And y'all, I crawled into the chamber. I don't know, about 9:30 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, it was the weather app. Said it was going to go down to 58, but y'all, where the rat was predicting 52, and y'all, I woke up on Thursday morning, y'all, it's 50 degrees, so the rat was right, Big Fatty. Got up on Thursday morning, had my brufkas, y'all had just some rye bread toast with butter and my coffee, did the Sudoku. Y'all, the Wordle was tough today. It was a tough one. It took me 6 tries. Then I was off. I was off on my morning nipple walk after Miss Gail King, of course. Did the big circle, came back. Y'all, I got my share, I had a little early lunch. Y'all, I had some of those stuffed peppers that were left over. You know, I cooked some of them later in the weekend, so I'm trying to finish those off. But y'all, they're so good. If you have the Costco, try the red, yellow, and orange stuffed peppers. Y'all, do you know the difference between the green, yellow, orange, and red? It's a ripening process. The green ones are the least ripe. And y'all, those are the ones that swim upstream on Big Fatty. Big Fatty Tube Fest. Had a couple of those and watched a little bit of The Price is Right and got my share. And y'all, then I laid down in the chamber for just a little while, mainly was laying there playing the Candy Crush, finally decided to get up and get moving, today was recycling day, Thursday was recycling day, and so I had a few things I needed to sneak into the bin. Oh, yes, Big Betty. And y'all then came back and sat down, started getting ready for the little show, and the nip showed up. So we did a short little nipple walk around the inner circle of Fat Acres and came back. And y'all, I'm recording the little show, and y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Betty!
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Musing Mark. I just wanted to thank you for the dish. Thank you for the birthday wishes, because I'm old and I can't talk. Oh, dear. Which is one of the reasons that I got up podcasting, because I can't talk and I just spend all day editing my audio to try to make myself sound somewhat coherent. But thank you for the birthday wishes. Not really in podcasting anymore and don't really have any plans on relaunching a little show, but I definitely appreciate how kind you've been to me throughout over the years. And the name of the restaurant where you met Midwest Matt was the Pepper Mill in Las Vegas with the huge portions. And I remember Midwest Matt and I shared a strawberry shortcake that was just as big as a football. Fond memories. Thanks again. I wish you the best with your little show. And keep on trucking, as they used to say in the 70s. I don't know why I said that. All right. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is Musing Mark. And Mark, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your melodic voice. Yes, Mark, you were correct. It was the Pepper Mill. However, I don't remember the football-sized strawberry shortcake, but I'm sure it was delicious. And Big Fatty, now you're jumping over the important part. Oh, what was the important part of his call? Well, he said he wasn't doing a little show anymore because he can't talk. Was that not a hint to you? Well, I hadn't been able to talk since episode one. Big Fatty, that's true. Everybody's come to expect it, especially at double speed.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Musing Mark again. This is part two of my previous call. And I wanted to mention that Matt and I also had the privilege of meeting Granny on that trip to Las Vegas at the Peppermill. And that was an unexpected treat to meet Granny. And I was tickled by, I don't know why I found this funny, but the story about him administering COVID tests to cruise passengers. I don't know why I found that funny, but I just had this image of him with a mask and a NIDI badge that said Granny on it. And, you know, that's so still. And, you know, getting that nasal swab. If that is even a read the story that he's administering these tests. I don't know. I just find that hilarious for some reason. And, you know, you think of these people that have paid probably thousands of dollars for these cruises, and then, you know, they have to kind of run the gauntlet for actually boarding the cruise, and one awful thing they have to do is take a COVID test. Because I've taken a COVID test, and it's not a lot of laughs. It just didn't feel right. It was that just don't work. So, anyway, thanks again for the I can't talk. I'm old. I'm not even middle-aged anymore. I'm officially old. I mean, because if I was middle-aged, people would have to live to 116. You know, that'd be the average life expectancy, which I don't think it is. But anyway, thank you for calling. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I see y'all, that is Musing Mark again. And Mark, thank you for the second call. Always lovely to get a second call from you. And, you know, you find it funny that Granny is doing this. I will tell you that Durwood, at least Durwood and I, and probably young Nicholas and Ryan also, we're just all kind of sitting, scratching our heads, about, Granny taking this job and, you know, going to all these places, you know, traveling by himself. Y'all, he's gonna become a seasoned traveler, without us. And a Big Fatty, he'll just leave you on the luggage carousel and he'll be off doing his thing. He will indeed. Probably one of the last things that I would want is to see Granny coming at me with one of those nasal swabs. Big Fatty, what if he was naked? Well, that would be worse. But anyway, Mark, thank you so much for that. Y'all, while that call was playing, y'all, you know, I told you I ordered those cookeries from the Smackeries up there in the New York City, and y'all, and I got the four free ones in it. One of them looks real like brown sugar or something and caramel, and one of them looks like carrot cake or something, and there's a chocolate one with some kind of sugar on it. Big Fatty, maybe it's Donna Sugars. And then one looks like a birthday cake or something. So anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. And Donna Sugars, just out of curiosity, how do you feel after one of Big Fatty's little shows?
Yeah, I'm going to need some therapy after. Big Fatty.
Oh, most people need therapy or you know, a liquid, an alcoholic therapy.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.